All systems check. 3, 2, 1.
Yo. Hey, what's up? What's up, guys? How are you doing? I hope life is soft on you. Welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. My name is Awino Awiti. Yay! Guys, I am so happy. I am so excited to shoot another episode. By the title of this episode, why I'm super excited, why I'm super happy. I don't even know where to begin, guys. Nianzie wapi? I am here to just announce, to make a big, big announcement. Unspoken Podcast. Yo, the Unspoken Podcast was nominated for a Continental Award. Yo, how big is that? How freaking big is that? Tell me I ain't dreaming. The Unspoken Podcast was nominated for the Africa Podcast and Voice Awards. Yo! When I received the news, by the way, actually, I was like, Alexa, play congratulations. Yo! Kai, akinianze wapi? So, that is the news. We were nominated for a Continental Award. Not Kenya, not Kisumu, not Maseno, Africa, bro! How big is that? How big is that? You know, guys, I received the news on this Monday. That was, which date was it? I think 10th July, somewhere there. And I actually didn't know. So when I just saw that thing, I was like dumbfounded for 15 minutes. I couldn't even, like, my heart was racing. I was like, I can't believe this. And then I just, like, my mind just raced back to why I started this podcast. And I was emotional. I literally cried, guys. I cried. I was just emotional. I was like, wow. Like, show up and show out. I was like, keep showing up. Like, girl, this is just the beginning for you. I was so happy. I was so humbled. By the way, it was just humbling for me. It was so humbling for me to be nominated with Africa's biggest podcasters. So yeah, let me give you the story, yeah? So, the Unspoken Podcast was nominated for the Africa Podcast and Voice Awards, which is situated in Nigeria. So, thank you. A big shout out to APVA for nominating the Unspoken Podcast. I am so humbled, manze. You guys don't know what you've done to my life. You guys, you have no idea. You have no clue. So, I'm so humbled. I'm nominated in the category Personal Stroke Self-Development category. And that category, let me tell you for free, it's very competitive. And I've been nominated with Africa's biggest podcasters in the same category. Me, this girl. This girl from Nyakach. Hey, oh, my ancestors. Wow, like, I'm so happy. So yeah, I've been nominated for the Personal Stroke Self-Development category against Susan Kaitani from Kenya. There is the Don't Hold Back, Stay Safe podcast. Like, wow, those are like great podcasters that I look up to. And I am nominated with them in the same category. That means Unspoken is doing something. That means actually Unspoken is impacting lives. That means people are actually listening to Unspoken Podcast. And that was so validating for me. Thank you, the Unspoken community, for listening to each episode that I post. And now I need you more than ever, the Unspoken community. I need you to show up for me. I need you to vote. Show up and show out for the Unspoken Podcast. Vote for Unspoken Podcast. And let's bring this thing home, yeah? Let's bring this to Kenya, because this award really means a lot, not only for me, not only for the Unspoken community. It means a lot for Kenya. It's putting Kenya out there in the podcasting space. It means that Kenya is recognized in Africa for creating good, great content. It means, guys, vote for Unspoken Podcast and let's bring this home. So, guys, here are the voting instructions. Yeah. So you can click the link. The link is on my website, all my pages across Unspoken Podcast on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok. You can find me at Unspoken Podcast KE, at Awino Awiti on my personal accounts. So the link is in my bio. The link is on all my posts. The poster is out. So guys, just click on the link, click on the vote button. and then scroll down to the podcast category, and then scroll down to personal stroke self-development category, and then you click Unspoken Podcast by Awino Awiti, and then insert your email and then vote, and then you're good to go. Yeah, and then you can vote, by the way, with as many emails as you can, because if you have more than one email, you can vote with as many emails as you can. So Unspoken community, this is me, your girl. Vote for me. Let's bring this home. I'll be so happy. Imagine me winning Africa Podcaster APVA Awards. Like, they're just reading the award goes to at Awino Awiti and Spoken Podcast KE. Bro. I'll be so happy. But honestly speaking, just being nominated is really humbling for me. It's really validating for me. Like, it was just that push that I needed. Like, babe, you're actually on the right track. All the congratulation message. I received a lot of congratulation message from you guys. I did that day, my GB WhatsApp, ikajam. Because messages are just flooding in my inbox. And I'm just here to say I'm humbled. I'm just here to say thank you so much from my heart, Manze. Thank you so much for supporting. Keep voting. Share the link with your friends, with your circle, with groups. Just share the link and tell them about this girl. Tell them about this babe, this dope babe. Tell them about this dope chick who just has a podcast and is just telling stories, who's just passionate about what she does. So tell them about my podcast and tell them to listen, to actually listen. You can actually listen to my podcast if you don't know me, and just listen before even voting and say, actually, this girl deserves this. She deserves to win. And you know, funny thing about this award, it came like at the time I didn't expect it. You know, actually, I had gone on a creative break. I had taken a creative break here on Unspoken. I was even planning to announce it on 14th July. Yeah, that is yesterday on Friday. I'm recording this on 15th July, Saturday. I was planning to announce my break yesterday, that is 14th July, Friday. And then, because, actually, let me tell you guys, I had already recorded the season finale because I was closing my season one for Unspoken, and I was going on a small creative break and planning to come back on August. Where? Sema mambo kupinduka. I woke up on Monday and I'm seeing my name there on APVA's Instagram page that congratulations are in order. You have been nominated. And I was like, yo. I was so shocked. Like, and I was planning to go on a creative break. So guys, funny thing is, I had already recorded the episode for the season finale. It had already been edited. I was just waiting to upload it jana. Plans ika change. And I'm glad they changed in a positive way, in the right direction. So yeah, consider this pre-season finale. And we are ending this season on a big note. What? I never expected this. We are ending season one of Unspoken Podcast on a big note as award nominee. Kindly refer me as award nominee. Please, thank you. Please, thank you. I started preparing for this journey back in high school because, as you can tell, I have a loud voice. I know you can tell from just hearing my voice. I have a big voice. I'm that chick when I enter in a room, you will know I'm there. You will know. Cause of my corny laugh. I have a loud laugh and I am so loud. Someone told me, like, I have a fire in me, a special fire in me. And I was like, oh, child. Like, I have a fire in me. And I'm just like seeing that now. So I am a loud chick telling stories. And then I moved to drama club. I got main character roles, went to campus. And that is when I decided, I want to pursue theater. I want to pursue drama. I want to pursue art. I realized that I love art. I love the content creation space. I just love creating. I love hanging out with creatives. I love everything art. I love everything content. So I decided I'm going to pursue drama and theater studies. So I pursued that in Maseno University and graduated last year. You probably know that. If you're a fan of Unspoken, you probably know that I graduated last year in December. Call me Beauty with Brains. Thank you. So yeah, I graduated last year, December. And actually on Equator FM, that is the university radio station at Maseno University, Equator FM, I actually had a show. I was hosting a show there at Equator FM. I had a co-host. We were hosting a show there. Shout out to you, Shanky. COVID-19 hit the world and then, the whole world was closed down. So we had to go back home. And going back home with COVID-19 and everything, it kind of restricted people from doing a lot of things. So people just opted for online. A lot of things are online. We are even encouraged to do a lot of things online. So there I was back in 2020 and I was thinking, what am I going to do with with my life. So yeah, that happened. And I was like, I had this friend of mine who told me like, start a podcast. Why don't you start a podcast? Now that you can't do your radio show, start a podcast. Honestly speaking, I didn't know what a podcast is at that time. So I did my research, what a podcast is, podcasting and everything. And then that's when I started my podcast at Anchor FM. In case you don't know, Anchor FM is now Spotify for podcasters. Spotify bought Anchor fully. Now it's called Spotify for podcasters. So I opened my Anchor FM account. Shout out to Anchor. Anchor made it easier for us podcasters, like for us young podcasters, to just create content, because everything you needed was an Anchor. You can create, you can record there, you can edit it there and post it there, and they distribute it to all platforms. So shout out to Anchor. They made it easier for me to start my podcast. So I started my podcast on 1st April 2020. I can't forget that date. I cannot forget that date. I started my podcast 1st April 2020 on Fool's Day in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. calling this podcast The Midnight Tales, because it was freaking midnight and I was there. People were sleeping in the house and I was there recording the podcast. That's where Unspoken Podcast began. That's where my podcasting journey began. So in case you don't know, this podcast was called Midnight Tales when I started. I think I was 19 at the time. I was so young. I was a second year student in campus. I was just 19 years old. So I was just creating content on what my life looked like. I was just telling stories. I remember the first story I told was about the dramatic drum interview, about where I went for an interview and I did not shit. I'm just looking back and I'm just humbled. I am so emotional that I've come this far, 3 years down the line, and I've been nominated for an award. This is your sign, guys. This is your sign to do whatever you wanna do. Do it scared. Do it because you're scared. Start with what you have. Yo, you never know. Just start. Don't wait at no. Don't wait. Don't make excuses. No room for excuses. There's nothing like overnight success, guys. There is nothing. There is nothing like that. You have to put in the work. And for me, this is just the beginning. I'm not saying this at you may make it. I have made it. No. This is actually just the beginning for Unspoken Podcast. So that is just basically how my podcasting journey was. Last year in May, that is when I rebranded to Unspoken Podcast, because I want to bring untold stories to life. Here at Unspoken Podcast is where we bring untold stories to life. I started this podcast when I was alone, like just me, that girl recording Midnight Tales. There was a time when I even changed the episode to Gangster Edition. I was in my bad bitch era. I think I was in 3rd year campus at the time. I changed the podcast name and called it Gangster Edition. I was in my bad bitch era. So, and then Unspoken was born in May, like I told you guys. So I started this podcast alone. I was the team, but now I have a manager. I have people helping me out because they believe in my dream. They believe actually in what I am doing. They believe in my community, the Unspoken community. So guys, start where you are. Start with what you have. Start alone. Do it because you are scared, and go be great. Remember to vote for Unspoken Podcast. Follow me on my socials. We are available on all social media platforms: LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, yo, everywhere. Follow and interact with Unspoken Podcast KE, and interact with me at Awino Awiti. We're also on TikTok, guys. We're on TikTok. So interact with me. Vote. I've told you guys, you can vote with as many emails as you can. Vote for me. Support your girl. Let's bring this home. Let's bring to Kisumu. Let's bring this to Kenya. From Maseno to the world. This is just a girl who was a student at Maseno. I started my podcast in Maseno. I'm just a young girl from Nyakach. Me, I'm a village girl. I was born in the village. And look at me here. So guys, I'm just here to tell you, to encourage you guys, do it because you're scared. Start where you are and go be great. I'm going to see you in the season finale. Keep listening. Keep voting. Keep pushing. Keep grinding. Go be great. Adios.